Welcome back. So we are still at North South Productions. We have the comedy producers of Impractical Jokers. And now we're about to talk about the punishment. I want to say this punishment was shot at a mall in New Jersey. And a fun little tidbit is next week, you're going to see a challenge that was filmed there as well on the same day that the punishment was filmed.
Another fun tidbit. There's a shoe factory store there, an outlet store.
What's it called?
I think it's the Nike Factory Outlet.
Oh, okay. So that's fun for you.
I haven't
you?
Been there yet, but that's fun for me.
Nike's my favorite brand. I love their shoes.
Good old Nike.
Well, great. So this is tonight's punishment where Sal has to shush people.
I would love it if you shushed.
I would love it if you shushed.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Shh, shh, phone, phone.
I love it. It's so simple. Such a simple little thing to do that's so rude. Kind of like Q X-ing out or Murr taking cigarettes from people. Something that's just a social faux pas.
Like when I'm in a movie theater and people are talking, it's I'm full of anxiety, like wanting to shush them. Like the moment of like trying to want to shush someone and make that leap. For me, it's like a hard thing for me to do, you know? And to have to do it more than once, a bunch of times in a row, especially someone like Sal.
And you're talking about a situation where you're justified in doing it.
Right.
Like it's okay to do it if somebody's talking during a movie. We had him doing it when these people didn't deserve it at all. So... You have that anxiety in a situation where it's okay.
Do you guys feel that way too? Do you shush?
I have started to. In my late age of 24, I've been like, I don't care anymore. And I shushed a couple of bros at a movie the other day.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and then I felt very, very weird because they did it like at the beginning of the movie and then like you have to sit next to them for like an hour and a half.
They were directly next to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were like high school kids and they were like throwing popcorn. I was like, cut it out. Like an old lady.
I don't do a shush, but I give the look. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're like appalled by someone's behavior where you're like, are you serious? So that they have this feel of like, you know, cause it's true. Like even I won't shush.
At the beat, me and my buddy, Jared, who I do reversecowboys.com with, we shushed the guy we asked a guy to be quiet at the beginning of the movie, The Town. We said, excuse me, can you please be quiet? He said, shut the F up. At the end of the movie, he walked out, stared at us as he was exiting. Me and Jared, I decided to watch all the credits of The Town, see who did the best boy grip, who were the comedy producers
to
on that.
To avoid getting out of the...
Yeah. And then we exited after we thought everyone would have left, but nobody left the theater because actually it was at Kipps Bay in New York and there's a downstairs and an old man fell down the stairs and was in a stretcher. Just coincidentally, I think he was okay, but the cops were there. There were some EMTs. Everyone had to now take the elevator up instead of taking the stairs and the escalator.
Oh.
Jared went in to go to use the bathroom. He walked in, did a quick turn, came right back out. He was followed by the gentleman that told us to shut the F up. And then that man told us he was going to put us in a stretcher next to that guy. And we were going to have to share an elevator up with him out of sight of the cops. And we didn't want to do that.
Oh, no.
So Jared went over to the police officer and said, excuse me, this man told me he's going to put us in a stretcher. Once we went over to the police officer, this man and his girlfriend were very upset that we, I believe we snitched. and he was yelling at us a little bit. And the cops said, okay, you guys can take the escalator, which no one else has been able to take so far.
Cool.
So we take the escalator up.
And you and
we walk too. We do the double time.
Did you give suckets like on the way up?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Like behind the cop's back?
No. We were sucking in our poop from leaving our butts. And so we were leaving and me and Jared look at each other. Normally we would take the subway and this was before I was working here. So money was needed. But I was still like, we got to take a cab. We walk out and we get a cab immediately. Jared gets into the cab first. I get in second. And that's only important because I'm turning to look at him while he's looking back towards the theater. I'm like, that was crazy. He pushes my head down because the guy ran up the stairs. Like the police must have given him like the American Gladiators, like 10 second hold. We got a little head start. If we didn't get that cab immediately, we would have gotten our butts kicked.
This guy was like, that big?
He was a big dude. Because Jared's a big dude. I'm not. I'm fast.
And he was with his girlfriend.
He was with his girlfriend who was kind of telling him to be quiet. But once we went over to the cops, she got mad at us.
But it was Ronda Rousey. So
it was Ronda Rousey.
That's a pretty good scenario, though, because there's cops and EMTs around. Like if I could get beat up anywhere, it's a hospital.
Oh, yeah. We were very close to a lot of hospitals.
That's
Medical Mile in New York. But also, this movie was at 11 in the morning. So he was
what is he going on in your life?
we asked him to be quiet immediately. Yeah. Not immediately. Like the start of his day, he woke up angry, which I get. He may not have had a coffee, and that makes sense to me. So I forgive him.
He was just like brewing all this hate during the entire movie. And then at the end was like, I'm still mad.
He was still mad. He needed to make a point.
That's crazy. Why didn't he fight you during the movie?
Wait, so do you remember what he did? Like, what was he talking conversationally? Was it?
It was just talking, like talking during the credits, which is fine. Anyone you're allowed to talk.
I was going
to
say Devil's Ad. Was it during the trailers?
No. It was after the movie had begun and he's talking. A couple minutes in.
Yeah.
I didn't say it. Jared, to his credit, very politely said, excuse me, can you please stop talking? And he told us to shut the F up. But to his credit, he was quiet the rest of the movie.
That's true.
Yeah, let's give him some credit.
Okay.
So here's another thing about Sal shushing people. Like, you know how dogs, when they're eating, you're not supposed to like touch them or like pet them or go near them. That's something with humans too. I feel like when you're eating, you don't want to be shushed or like bothered at all.
Shush.
Well, thanks guys for listening. So yeah, Sal has to go through this entire punishment, shushing people, construction workers. And then the woman who is on the phone who he shushes, really, I mean, she got pretty upset. And then immediately when we came and talked to her after and like to sign a release and explain it, she was so happy that it was fake. It like, cause she was having a good day. She told me like she had just had a really good job interview. And then that happened. And it was like that 0 to 60. It's almost worse than if you were having a bad day and then got yelled at. Or, you know, or shushed. It's like worse because she was like, my day is going perfect and this guy's trying to ruin it. And so she was really happy that it was like just a show and he had to do it. And she was amazing.
That's cool.
Also, the way that he chose to shush her wasn't like just one finger. He was very aggressive about it. He was like, yeah, you like can't see what I'm doing, but I'm wiggling four of my fingers.
Like a flute player.
Yeah, exactly.
So one thing we wanted to touch on a couple weeks ago, Joe Gatto made a bet on air. If Brian Quinn listened to this podcast and said the word Vanderbilt to him, Joe would give him $500. And Brian did not listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Joe tweeted about it and he wrote, no, somebody asked online, Elise Cran at Cranberry Jam, Cranberry with a K. Have you mentioned Vanderbilt to Joe yet? Hashtag Joker's podcast. Joe said no, and he missed the deadline. So at BQ Quinn officially owes me $500. Hashtag told you so.
I was in for some money on that, so I'm really glad it didn't happen.
Q's out there reading comic books and just having a good time. He's on vacation. Have a good vacation, Brian. And I say that knowing you won't listen to this.
Right.
And if you guys have any questions, remember to go on Twitter and hashtag Joker's podcast. Ask us anything at all. We'd love to answer questions. So please use it. Tweet at us.
Let's go through everyone's Twitter handle real quick. We got at @SI_badboy. That's Joe Imbergio. So that's easy. John?
At John Saluga. Not easy.
Not easy.
My last name is S-Z-E-L-U-G-A.
Zaluga.
Yeah.
Megan has no social media presence.
You guys can follow me on Twitter. It's at @Mog_Rico. So that's M-O-G. _RICO. And don't then, talk to me. Just follow just, me.
And then we also got at Mick James McCarthy.
That's right. And at Casey Jost.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe. And if you have any questions, hashtag Joker's podcast. We'll see you next time. Have fun, guys. Bye.
Get your mom or daddy on the phone to tell me exactly what you want. Where I can put it.